Today's learning will learn in memory of Nadav Cohen, 20. Lost his life just the other day in Gaza. Yizkor Baruch, Shani Kamdama. Him and all the rest of the Chayalim, and Zchus of all the hostages and protection of all our soldiers. We got up to the Ritva yesterday, and just to refresh our memories, right, we're trying to figure out what was added with the chiyuv of tesvav tesvav. After all, you have to have a suda, right? So what are you adding to the mix by saying that tesvav tesvav you have to have on the first night? Anyway, you have to have a suda. Like Tosus had said again, one Tosus, or we said it's Machlokus and Tosus, the Bali Tosus. But assuming that you have to have a Suda every day of Yantar, what are we adding by saying that you have to have a Suda on the night of Tesvav Tishrei, and maybe even Tesvav Nisan? So the Ritva, and this Ritva is found in Maseches Sukkah. The Ritva says the following. It's a beautiful Ritva. Let's read this together. If you have the Mar Makom, so you can look inside with me. Umash Achidish Akasa Balela Yantav Rishon Shel Pesach and Dechsev Be'erev Tov L'Matzos. Haynu L'Chaybo B'Din Matzah Ruguya. You know what the Gemara, you know what the Pasuk is adding by telling us you have to eat matzos on the night of Pesach? It means you have to eat matzah Ruguya. The ilu midin yantiv, had it been midin yantiv, yote b'chol shehu pas, uva matzah shira, had it been just ichi of suda of yantiv, you could have eaten matzah shira. Right, are we familiar with matzah shira? Hey, what's matzah shira? Matzah shira is matzah made out of, you know, some other, maybe peros, maybe egg matzah. Right? You can't be Yotze with Matzah Ashira, Pashab Shah. And therefore, how would I know that on the night of Pesach you have to have matzahs that are special matzahs? If I would have just learned from the Hilchos Suda and the Chiyuv Suda, I would have had egg matzahs. Certainly tastes better. Right? I would have egg matzahs. So Kamash Malang, Ba'erev Tofu Matzahs teaches us there's a Chiyuv to have Dafka matzah, which is not matzah ashira. And he goes on and he says, v'chein b'layla rishon shel sukkah. The same is true for the first night of sukkah. V'shar yamim aminin hacha diva yelo acha midin sukkah ala ocha ad kebet zapas chutzel sukkah v'yatza midin yantim. When it comes to sukkah, I would have said that, okay, like every other day of sukkahs, iba yelo acha midin sukkah, right? You don't need to eat midin sukkah. You could just have a suda midin yantiv. And what could you do? You can have up to kibetza. Right? Are we familiar with this idea? That when it comes to Hilchos sukkah, you are allowed to have up to kibetza pas outside the sukkah. And you'd be yotze the chiyuv suda. Alright? Why not? Says the Ritva, I would say that without this pasuk, you could be yotze the chiyuv suda without having to go into the sukkah, have less than a kibetza. Ulefika ba kasov v'chivo lacho b'sukkah. Why? Look carefully at his language. What's his language here? Mishom? Are you following with me? Mishom mitzvah sukkah b'layla harishona. Wow. Reuben, you see that line? This is an incredible line. What is the Ritva saying here? Ritva saying that tesvav teaches us Tesvav teaches us that there's a chiyuv not midin sudas yantiv, midin chiyuv sukkah, right? And therefore, because of the chiyuv sukkah, you have to have a shir. Sounds like my understanding of the Ritva right now. We'll come back to this soon. That the night of Tesvav Tishrei, because of mitzvah sukkah, you have to make sure to eat in the sukkah Okay, so that's what I was sort of trying to be vague about. I would say based on this, a kibetza. Okay, but we'll go back to that. Right? Because it's a chiyuv sukkah. The chiyuv sukkah only is triggered with the kibetza. So that's the added point, right, Jacob? Here we're adding this point here, that meaning, had it been a chiyuv suda of yantif, you would have had a kazayas, called it a day, and eaten outside the sukkah. Because it's a chiyuv sukkah, you got to eat in the sukkah, and I would have said, presumably, that you're eating in the sukkah a shir kibetza. That's what I would have said here. And the source is tesvav, tesvav, like we saw. Avo b'shari me'achan, koshaluk achal keva, chutz l'sukkah, but every other day, right? Every other day, if you have less than, you know, a kibetza, you're good to go, right? You're good to go. So that is the Ritva's chiddush here. That's the Ritva's chiddush. Okay. Now, just a couple of points here. Just a couple of points here in the Ritva. And that's like this. I hope it's coming up. Okay. So, if I was to analyze this Ritva just on what we see here, the point that I'd like to make in this Ritva is that the din of Tesvav, Tesvav, that Lima, that Zera Shava, what is it teaching you? Is it teaching you your Chayav to eat a Suda? Clearly not. It's teaching you there's a Chiyav Sukkah. Okay? So that is certainly evident in the Ritva. Now, there is another Mahalach, which I want to share with you. This is the Rosh. A little bit overlapping on something we've seen. What does the Rosh say? I'm sorry, this is the Rosh in our Sugya and Brachos. he says, V'hada Amrina is the end of it. V'hada Amrina b'sukkah, mikan ve'elech b'shos, di'ibay lo achel. Right, this that we said by Sukkah, that Ibai lo achil, right, which is the basis of the stira that we're dealing with, hachikam. This is what it means. What does it mean that if you want, you can choose not to eat? This is what it means. Rishos mishum Sukkah, ulolam chova hi mishum simchas yam. That we saw in Tosfos, right? What it means is it's a rishos. What that means is mishum sukkah. But it's a chova mishum simchas yanta. Right? The rest of the days of sukkahs, you have to eat a suda. But it's a chiyav suda midin suda, not a chiyav suda midin sukkah.
Even the first night?
No, except for the first night. That's what. Okay, that's what we. That's what we saw in our Tosas. That's how Tosas said. It's a very similar language. You know, tzarech lacha b'sukkah im lo yirta aval b'shul yantiv tzarech lacha. It's a very similar lashon. But I'm bringing it up here because he asks the same question of Tosas, but gives a different, slightly different answer. In Domer haba ha'tayah, the kevim shu ochel tzarech shi'ochel b'sukkah. Right, Jacob, if he's going to have to fulfill his chiyuv sukkah, his chiyuv suda, he's going to obviously have to eat in the sukkah. Okay? That's very similar. Then he adds, This is the one sort of twist. That Tosfos doesn't have. The Rosh adds that on the first night, you got to make sure to eat, and we said yesterday that it's a chiyuv sukkah. But then he adds a point, he says,
And even if it's Yori Gesha, you got to go out in the sukkah. Tosu says it a little bit differently. What did Tosu say? Tosu said, "Aval im b'shvil sukkah b'yad d'brishon tzarech lachzer v'lachol b'sukkah la'acha sheyifsuku ha'gesham." Tosu's learned that you go out after the rain stops. The Rush learns you go out in the rain, and that's when you make Kiddush and have a kazayas of, or whatever, a kibetza of pas. That is a major discussion. I don't think that's going to be our discussion regarding sukkah, right? Do you make the first kazayas in the rain, or do you not? And could you even say leishev? Maybe according to the Rush,
no.
You would even be able to say leishev on that first kazayas, even though it's raining, because it's a chiyuv, and it's a chiyuv sukkah. So I don't know, maybe we'll come back to that. I'll have to see if we'll come back to that. Fine. I would like to add one last answer, my own suggestion, to this question, which is what are we saying that there's a din of tesva, you have to eat the first night in sukkah. If anyway you have to eat in sukkah, what are we adding here? Right? What are we adding? Anyway you have to eat in sukkah. So what do we add? This is a suggestion. Okay? A suggestion, again, I'm not sure I'm right. Sudas Shabbos. Let's say the first chiyuv, Sudas Shabbos, Sudas Yantav. Okay? So, Sudas Shabbos, Sudas Yantav, obviously very, very important and basic obligations you have for Shabbos and Yantav. At what point could you be yotze the mitzvah of Sudas Shabbos and Sudas Yantav? And by that I'm asking, what if you, not just Zmanim of Shkia, but what if you did Tosefta Shabbos, right? Ezra, what if you did Tosefta Shabbos? Would one be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, during the Zman Tosefta? Okay? A classic case. I mean, this happens all the time. It will happen even more as we go into, May, June. You have a family and kids, you want to make early Shabbos, Plag Mincha. It's past Shabbos, Plag Mincha is like 5:45, 5:50. Okay, you come home, it's 6:30. Right, the sun doesn't set until close to 7:30. You knock off the Suda, by 7:30 you're benching. Will you go to the Mitzvah of Suda Shabbos? So, I'll tell you the truth. The Gemara in the fourth parak says that Rav was Mekadesh and said Kiddush during sunlight hours on Friday. Tosefta Shabbos. Okay? Fine. Good? You're with me? Pashup Shah, based on that, what would you say about Su'uda?
Yeah,
Pashup Shah, you would be Yotze the Su'uda. Okay, Jonathan is absolutely correct. Pashup Shah, you're Yotze the Su'uda Shabbos. Pashup Shah, you're Yotze the Su'uda Shabbos. Even during light time, even during daytime hours. So, Tosefta Shabbos. Now, does everyone agree? No. I believe that Taz disagrees. There are those who disagree. But that's the Pashup Shah. Okay, and a lot of people do that. Some are machmir, they'll save a piece of bread for later to be machmir for the shittos that are machmir. But the Pashup Shah, I don't see it so much.
You're saying like bench first and then.
No, I'm saying most people will wash and have a suda and bench and later at night, nothing, So I think that's the Pashup Shah. That's what most people do, I believe. Again, there are those who are machmir. Now, why am I saying this? If the chiyuv is a chiyuv suda, I would say that on the night of, if a night of the Seder, the night of Pesach, the night of Sukkos, let's talk about Sukkos for a moment. The night of Sukkos, right, the first night of Sukkos. If it was Chiyuv Suda, it would be Gvaldik. Okay. Mimoset, Tutosefes Yantav. Have a Suda, right? And Gvaldik. What's the big deal?
Can't do that, right?
What was that? Why not? You do it by Shabbos. Why not? You do it Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur. Why not by Sukkos? Oh. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Resh Lamed Tes. The same is true, by the way, in Hilchos Matzah, but I'm focused a little bit more on Sukkah here. He says, "V'lo yochol b'layla rishona ad she'yivadei lav." Okay, you shouldn't eat your suda on Sukkahs until it's vadei laila. He quotes the Beis Yosef Shemar Moschai. The Magen Avraham says
that even if you want to say Kiddush a little before, question? Not simple, but you know, maybe it's up to that. The Mishnah Berurah just adds, also says, Achilas Sukkah, but a lot of Rishonim do me the Achilas Matzah, but I'll pass on. How do we know you have to wait till after nightfall? Because Tesvav, Tesvav. The Chsidba, the Erev Tov, the Matzahs. Vayim Mishnah. Right? When it comes to Pesach, there's no Tosefes Pesach. We don't do Pesach early. Tesvav, Tesvav teaches us the same as Sukkahs. Then Birach Ben Hashmash is Velach Kazayas, Tzarek Lach, Velach Kazayas, Velayla. Not only that, you have to literally wait till Tzeisuk Kochavim. And if you said it after Shkia, you said Leshev and you added Kazayas, you have to go back and have another Kazayas. 3 cents. So what am I suggesting here? What I'm suggesting is the following point. Had it been that it's a Chiyah Suda, I would have said, okay, if it's just a Chiyah Suda, then it's good enough, right? It's totally fine to eat the Suda during this month of Sabbath. But now that we said there's an element of Tesvav, Tesvav, which tells us that just like on the night of Pesach, we wait till Tesach Kochavim, on the night of Sukkot, we wait till Tesach Kochavim. That's what we're adding. It's not just a regular Suda, meaning the halachos change, they shift. Here you have to wait till after Tesach Kochavim. So that's just another answer that I would suggest to this question.
Then if it's a Chiyuv Sukkah, would you have to, what do you do about rain?
It's a Chiyuv Sukkah, and it's raining.
Yeah.
Toso said it sounds like you ate indoors and just have to come back outdoors later. The Rosh said you eat outdoors, which is what we do,
right.
But we won't say Leishe because we're not sure. That's the Minhag HaOlam is we eat in the Sukkah in the rain. We don't usually wait that long. And then we'll go out, we'll say Leishev. We won't say Leishev, and we'll eat a pshar between these shittos and Rishon. Okay. I asked you to see the Ritva. Then today's Maram Komos. Where the Ritva in Chav Zayin and Aleph says the following. This is in Sukkah. Aval shamati b'shem gadol migdolei hadar shel Tzarfat. Wow. What an introduction. He said, I heard in the name of one of the gdolei hador of France. Fua. Okay, the gdolei hador of France. Was it France? Was it Rashi? Maybe it was Rashi. Okay. Maybe. No, no. So he says, I heard in the name of one of the gdolei hador in France, who says, shayav v'chaya lishon b'sukkah b'layla rishon shel sukkah. Okay? That he was mechayav to sleep in the sukkah on the first night of sukkahs. Vafilu yardu kishan. Wow. Even if it was raining, you got to sleep in the sukkah in the rain. Wow. At least he says shinas arai mias. At least a little bit. Shinas arai. Right? And he didn't allow for those to leave the sukkah, right, on the first night. Okay, so this is again the Gdole Hador of Tzarfas, the French Gdole Hador. Says the Ritva, V'halasa. I don't agree. V'halasa klam. Right, look inside. He says, "L'fumhaydechasibna she'enchiyav lachal." I'm sorry, she'enchiyav leil arishon ela ba'achila adumi de la'arishon shel pasim. The chiyav sheina lo asim me'asam de lo mechayav b'sheina. Says the Ritva, I don't agree. What's the limud tesvav teaching you? Chila, just like be'erev tov l'matzos, be'erev on the night of the 15th of Tishrei tov l'basukah. What does it do with Shayna? What does it do with sleeping? That's what he says. Now, an obvious point that I think is extremely obvious. According to the Gadol HaDor in Tzarfas, is the Chiyuv Sami on the first night of Sukkah is a Chiyuv Achila or a Chiyuv Sukkah? Yesterday's Chakira. Is it a Chiyuv Achila or a Chiyuv Sukkah? What do you say? According to the Gadol HaDor in Tzarfas, obviously a Chiyuv Sukkah.
chayav to even sleep then. The fact that Barav Tofu Matzis, right? Doesn't matter, it's a chiyuv sukkah. What does the Ritva hold? The Ritva says that no way. Ritva says absolutely not. What does the Ritva hold? No, what do you think the Ritva holds here? Is it a chiyuv sukkah or a chiyuv achila? Okay. So, says Jonathan, and for good reason, he thinks it's a chiyuv achila. After all, right? It's limited. It's not about shena, it's not about sleeping, it's just about achila. The issue is, that if you say it's a chiyuv achila, what did the Ritva say earlier? When, as you recall, that's how we started today. When the Ritva said, right, in the discussion about our Tosos, he said, well, had it been for the regular suitors, Yantif Achila, you would have had it, Zayas. Here you have to have, you know, what normally I would say is the Chiyav of Sukkah, meaning a Kibetza. If it was just the Chiyav Achila, would you need a Kibetza? What do you say about that? If it was just, Jacob, you're asking me, if it's a chiyuv achila, would you need a kibetza? The Ritva here disagrees with the Gadol Hador in Tzarfat. He said that the Gadol Hador in Tzarfat says you have to have chila, shena, and sukkah on the first night. Obviously, we said it's a chiyuv sukkah, not a chiyuv achila. If you learn from Barav Tofu Matzah, it's a chiyuv sukkah, not a chiyuv achila. The Ritva disagrees, though. He says, what are you talking about? You only have to have achila the sukkah. So Jonathan's extracted from there, Zach, that, oh, you see from there that it's a chiyav achila, not a chiyav sukkah. So I'm asking you to put it together with the Ritva we just began with. What the Ritva says, what's the difference between the first night and the rest of the nights of the sukkahs? First night is different in that the rest of the nights, you don't have to have in the sukkah, you just have to have a suda. If you have lafas in a kibetza, you eat it outside. But on the first night, you have to have a what? Presumably a kibetza in the sukkah, because it's a chiyav sukkah, not a chiyav achila. Right? So Reuben, is that a stira and ritva? Reuben's not sure. Reuben, I assume you're not sure because you have an answer. And what's the answer, Reuben, that you're thinking? I assume you have an answer, and there is an answer, I believe, you can suggest here, but it brings out a point. And that's what we're trying to do. What's the answer, Reuben, to that question? You thinking about it? I think what you're trying to say, Reuben, is that according to the Ritva, it's a chiyuv that involves eating. Okay? It's certainly not sleeping. It's a chiyuv that involves eating. Right? However,
it's like what we said yesterday by one of the ways to read those is that the chiyuv of Suda means Suda in the Suda. That's what it means to have to.
Okay. Okay, and I'll use a different language. I'm not sure if this is the same thing that you had in mind, but just, I think you could say it in different ways. I think you could say it in different ways.
But I think the bottom line is more or less the following, right? I'll say it the following way. The chiddush of tesva of tesva is that there's a chiyuv achila basukka. It's not a chiyuv sukkah. It's not a chiyuv suda. It's a chiyuv achila basukka. I think that's the bottom line in the Ritva. Okay? Meaning, it's not a chiyuv sukkah. If it's a chiyuv sukkah, then you would say, Shaina, the chiyuv sukkah is sukkah. It's not a chiyuv sukkah. But it's also not just a chiyuv achila. It's basically a merger of the two, which is something that sort of talked about, danced around a little bit yesterday. That according to the Ritva, it's a chiyuv achila basukkah. It's a chiyuv achila basukkah. That it's a chiyuv sukkah, just to tease it out a little bit more, maybe say it this way, it's a chiyuv sukkah that only could be fulfilled through achila. That's the gedder of tesva, tesva. It's a chiyuv sukkah that can only be fulfilled through achila. Or, again, different ways of saying it, it's a mitzvah achila basukkah, those are maybe slightly different, subtle differences there. But it's some sort of merger of the two. That's how I would vimiyashe the two ritvas. That it's not just the chiyuv sukkah, because then shena and everything else. It's not just the chiyuv suda, because then I would say kazayas. Outside it would be fine. It's some merger of both. That's what emerges from the ritva. I did see the Aruch HaShulchan, who uses language, which I think is phenomenal. Did you have a chance to look at this Aruch HaShulchan? Phenomenal Aruch HaShulchan. He's not dealing with the stira the way I asked it, but look what he says. It's really phenomenal. Let's just read it quickly. What does Aruch HaShulchan say? Od kasa besol sepeh, digam linin gisham yishchum al v'layla vishona yosim b'chol achak, v'chol achak kishayor gisham maniach sukasa v'yotzeh. The rest of the nights of Sukkot, or days of Sukkot, you leave when it rains. V'emeinu yotzeh avak hadyo, and you stay your hadyo, k'mo shizbar. But on the first night of Sukkot, you have to eat a kazayas in the Sukkot, even if it's raining, you kaddish b'sukkah, and you say kiddush, k'dei lo marazman al sukkah, so you could take shechiyam on the Sukkot, k'mo shono. Chein pasku atur v'asmag v'gam haran. That's how the Ran, the Tur, the Sma, they all paskim, the Kasa, I'm sorry. That's how they paskim. The Gav Ran, Kasa, the Zel, Shon, Acher, Momen, the Lachi, Gamrinan, the Lachi, Gamrinan, Leila, Yontif, Harishan, Shokhag, Michag, Amatzos. That's the idea here. While we learn from Chag, Amatzos, we learn Shafil, Yordu, Gushom, Chai, Lacha, Basukha, Achagav, the Mitter Rabbi, Shar Yomin. Right? This is the Torah of the Smag, and the Ran says it as well. The Kasef Arash, the Brachos, we saw this. We just saw that today, just a few minutes ago. Amnam Arash, the Chidushan, Dachal Advar Melo, the Kasef B'Shem Rabo, Shem Chilak, Ben Lailo Rishon, L'Chol Leilos, right? That there's no difference. There's no difference. Okay? Good? All right, so the Rajah brings from his Rabbi, the Rajah says that no, there's no difference between Lailo Rishon, L'Chol Leilos, if it rains, your pater, right? There's no chiyuv at all. There's no obligation to eat in the sukkah on the first night. If it's raining, it's like every other night of sukkahs. Look what he says, Sif Yudzayin. And this is key, this is unbelievable on this. The Talmud Chukasan, Da Potrim Sovrim, those who say that your pater from sukkah, if it rains on the first night, hold the Ba'inan Teshu came to Duru. And no one lives in their home if it's pouring rain. And you'll tell me tesvav, tesvav. That's when it's right. Right? So the Rajva says that Teshu came to Duru as it did in all nights of Sukkot, including the first night. You have to eat. Tesvav, tesvav, you have to eat. You can't elect not to eat. But if it's raining, you're potter. This is good lungs, yeah. Eina b'chlal b'sukkas teishu shivas yamin. Listen to the Rav from Shulchan. The first night of Sukkot is not included in b'sukkas teishu shivas yamin. The natzach teishu came to do it. D'zeu al kolacha. Laila rishoni al finan chamisha asar mechag amatzos. V'hach krok siv b'reisha parsha be'amor v'chamisha asar yom v'chodesh ha'shvi'i azeh chag ha'sukkas l'Hashem. V'lo ksiv teishu d'nitzach came to Duru. Ve'echan ksiv teishu b'sova parsha b'sukkas teishu shivas yamin. U'lechein ala shivas yamin ba'inan came to Duru v'lo ala laila rishona. V'chiyuvu mirosha parsha v'imitzas v'imitzah b'fnei atzma l'kayim mitzah sukkah achila v'shena k'mo shemuchuyavim l'kayim mitzah achila asmatza v'lal rishon shal pasach. Da'afilu mitzdar achai v'chem v'sukkah. Stop there for a second. This is great lumdus. What is he saying now? He's saying there are two dinim. There are two sources for the mitzvah of sukkah. Chiddush Neira. One, b'sukkas teishu shivas yamin. Right? What does teshu mean? Teshu means ke'en taduru. How do you live at home? Comfortably, no rain. But then there's a second source completely. What's that source? Tesvav, tesvav, arsogya. What does tesvav, tesvav teach you? A new chiyav. A new chiyav. We'll have to see what that chiyav is. A new chiyav. Not qualified at all by Basukas teshu. Meaning, there's no din of teshu ke'en taduru that qualifies the first night of achila basuka. So if it's raining hard and it's not normally the way you eat in home, you stay at home, right? Normally you would say you can leave your home and find somewhere else. Similarly, you would say by sukkah, if it's raining, you would leave and go somewhere else. No, not true about the first night. First night, tesvav, tesvav. There's no qualification. There's no condition there. There's no mitzdar pater. Tesvav, tesvav doesn't have the p'tura of mitzdar. So basically, what the Aruch HaShulchan just did is phenomenal chiddush. It's an amazing chiddush. He basically says that there are tzvei dinim. There are two mechayvim of sukkah. One, basukkas teishu shivas yamin. That's limited. That's where you find the p'tura mitzdar. Two, tesvav tesvav, there's no p'tur mitzdar. It's raining, it's pouring. Like the Rush said, you go out in the sukkah and you make kiddush and you say shachiyana and you say leishiv b'sukkah. Because there's a chiyuv to eat on the first night in the sukkah. That's unbelievable lumdus, no? And then he adds, which is relevant to what I just spoke about, he says, and you should know, that this din of tesvav tesvav, right? This din is what type of chiyuv? He said it's a chiyuv sukkah without the p'tur mitzdar. And therefore, you have to sleep there as well. You eat and you sleep there. Why? It's a chiyuv sukkah. Tesvav, tesvav is a chiyuv sukkah, not a chiyuv suda. It's a chiyuv sukkah. You eat and you sleep, and there's no p'tur mitzdar. And then he adds, and this is unbelievable. This we haven't yet really seen. Ulchein, key point, dai b'kazayas k'mo b'matzah. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the first night of Sukkot, you can have one kazayas. Why? Like by matzah. Now, by the way, matzah is confusing because we spoke about this itself, right, just before. Matzah, do you have to have one, two kazayas? But okay, let's assume Mikra, then you have to have one kazayas. So Sam, what does he say? He's saying now, well, what do you drag? You drag the chiyuv of matzah over the sukkah. How much do you have to have? One kazayas. Everything gets blown up. The whole chiyuv sukkah, as we know it, is blown up. And we start all over again the first night. Right? There's no p'tur mitzdar. The shiur changes. It's a chiyuv kazayas, not a shiur beitza. Everything changes. V'day b'shina sarai, he says, shazal kamal achilas v'kazayas, shay achilas sarai, v'atorah goz v'lekayim v'litanon, v'afilu mitzdar, v'afilu yorig v'shamim. No matter what. V'chein aminaka, osu n'l'chein afilu cholash v'mitzdar. Unbelievable, even if you're a chola on the first night, and you're mitzvah, you got to go out into the sukkah, at least for the kiddush and the kazayas. That's what he says. It's a whole different chiyuv. Unbelievable, unbelievable idea. Very much connected to what we just said in the Ritva. Right? Jonathan, very connected to that idea. Taking it like even further than just what we saw in the Ritva, who quotes from the Gadol Hador, who says, who even further, it's a chiyuv sukkah, you have to eat and sleep. There's no Ptur Mitztayer, according to this. According to the Ritva, even a step further, that there's a chiv only on Achilas Kazayas, and no more. Okay. Fantastic, fantastic Aruch HaShulchan. Now, I did find that the Rav, in a sefer called Harei Kedah, okay, are you familiar with the Harei Kedah? It's a sefer that is more Yontif thick, it's about Yontif. It's Yantif. And he notes the following point. Listen carefully. The Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Sukkah says, Achila b'layla Yantif Rishon, Achila b'layla Yantif Harishon b'sukkah chod. Chai. Afilu achal kezayis pas, Yatza Yidei Chavasa. Okay? What does Arlon think about that line? Afilu Achal Kazayas Pas Yatza Yidei Chavasa. Right? And he goes on and he says, which is relevant, Mikavela, Pashos, Ratzalachal, Sudo, Sod, Pasukha, Ratzanyo. What does Aram say about that line?
It's not so good.
That's what we just saw, meaning the Aruch HaShulchan said, right? That your yotzei the first night of Sukkah is by having a kazayas pas, not a kibetza. Normally we say for Sukkah to be a chiyuv, you need to eat a kibetza. The first night is different. Why is that new? What would you say based on the Aruch HaShulchan, what we just saw? Makes a lot of sense. It's a new chiyuv. It's a new mitzvah. There's Pasukos Teshu Shivas Yamim, which is Teshu Kentadiru. That's where you need to have a kibetza. There's Tezvav Tezvav, like we saw. There's a new chiyuv. That's what seems to emerge in the Rambam. It's interesting. The Tur in Tafresh Lamed Tes says the following. Okay? He says, a person who eats a kazayas dagon yatza, avagav d'shir achila below sukkah hibe kabeitza, shiny leil yontif rishon shu chovat fe. Afilu lo bayi lamechal al kazayas aser, lo chol chutzala. Lo yatza nami yidei chavaso a sukkah. So the Torah says, like the Rambam, but adds a lot, he says, that on the first night of sukkahs, you can't eat a kazayas outside the sukkah. And therefore, you could eat the kazayas in the sukkah and you'll be yotze. It's interesting. The Rambam himself doesn't sound that way. This is the Rav's point, or the Rav's ha'ar. The Rambam seems to say in Parak Vav of Hilchos Sukkah, Halacha Vav, that it's usher to eat a sukkah outside the sukkah only if it's a kibetza, and he's not mechala. Meaning, for the Rambam, every single day or night of sukkahs, it's usher to eat, how much? A kibetza outside the sukkah. So the Rav made the following observation. That's funny. For the Rambam, on the first night of sukkahs, it's only usher if you ate what outside the sukkah? A kibetza. But yet the Rambam said very clearly, in Halach HaZayin, if you eat a kazayas in the sukkah, you're yotzeh. Do you see that? It's like interesting, no? Meaning, in theory, you can eat a kazayas of bread outside the sukkah and not violate any halacha. At the same time, if you eat that same kazayas in the sukkah, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah chi of sukkah. Really, really interesting. The Rav basically says, because we're talking about Svei Dinim here. Svei Dinim, there are two different halachos. There's basukos teshu shivas yamim, That applies to all 7 days and nights of Sukkot. Sukkot teshu shivas yamim. What is the amount that you would eat that would violate Basukos teshu shivas yamim? No, what is that? How much? A kveitza. This is a second halacha, a second din, a second mitzvah, which is tesav tesva. And that's a whole separate thing. That's mechayev, that tells you there's a kiyum and chiyuv, a chiyuv of achilas matzah on the first night of, a chiyuv of a kezias in the sukkah on the first night. Okay. Good. So that's fabulous. Now, how far do we go with this sort of tesva? It's also really interesting. How far do you take it? Right? How far does this tesva go? And you really can go far. Right? So far, what have we said? Let's just summarize. How far have we taken tesva? What have we said so far? Right, Jonathan, what have we said so far? We said, well, you have to have what? What was that? Well, like you're going, jumping in. What have we said so far? No? What did we say so far? We said Suda, maybe, right, Chiyuv Sukkah, correct? Maybe take it to the Kazayas point, right? Based on this Rambam, yeah? How far else can you push it? Would you say Tesvav tells you have to have matzah in the sukkah? Anyone have a minute to have matzah in the sukkah? What? Never heard of that. It's crazy. Never heard of that. I don't think it's true. It's not true. But, Tesvav Nisan, you have matzah. So Tesvav Tishri, you have matzah. So everyone understands there has to be a limit.
And then you can say the same thing for Pesach, you have a sukkah
that time. Ah, very good, very good, very good. And then they become the same holidays.
Yeah.
And then we just do seders in the sukkah twice a year. So that's ridiculous. Okay. So that we understand is ridiculous. But is there an interim? Is there like a middle ground?
The rules of one holiday dictate, the rules for the mitzvahs of one holiday are the same as the rules for the mitzvahs of the other holiday. The mitzvahs are separate, it's the way you perform it.
Okay. Well, where do you draw the line? So there's some obvious examples where we can debate this. I think I asked you to see a Ritva.
We don't eat both of the mitzvahs of Suda, even without Tesvav Tesvav. So then we have Tesvav Tesvav, we don't pay the Suda the same way.
Okay. But let me ask you, what would you say about Te'ava? What would you say? Do you have to eat in the sukkah of B'te'ava? We know, first night of Pesach, there are many rules, right? About, right, Arei Pesachim, some of Lamincha, all those learned Arei Pesachim. The whole beginning is about how much you eat on Arei Pesach, because you have to eat the first Kazayas of Matzah, B'te'ava, with a good appetite. Is there such a rule when it comes to sukkah? Is there such a rule when it comes to sukkah that you can't eat? So that's a big hak. In fact, if you look at the Darki Moshe says, he brings down this from the Maharil. Right? The Maharil brings down that one should not. I think, did they give you the Maharil?
Yeah.
Okay, he says, Chevel Yochel Ala Barav Sukkos, Ma Ishe Shalos Ulamala Dumi Dara Pasach. He says very clearly, Tesva. Just like we know, there's a din when it comes to Erev Pesach, you can't eat so closely to Erev Pesach. So too, when it comes to Erev Sukkot, you can't eat. Okay, so that's what we're trying to figure out. Now, in the Darki Moshe, he writes, Zeo nira lichumra b'li tam. Okay, interesting, right? He writes sharply. T'shayni achilas matzah d'miochal d'miochal achar chatzos v'yochal matzah b'layla t'yavo. Avagabe sukkah in a mitzvah ba'achila she'itztarech lechal t'yavo. I love that line. You hear this question? It really gets to the heart of the lumbus. He says, you don't really need to eat in the sukkah to be yotzei the mitzvah. What do you need to do in the sukkah to be yotzei the mitzvah? You need to be teshu in the sukkah. Right? As long as you're in the sukkah, you'll be yotzei the mitzvah. So who cares if you're not hungry that night? You're still going to be eating in the sukkah. You'll be yotzei yeshiva the sukkah.
That is really the lamedus that we're talking about. Is it a chiyuv sukkah? Is it a chiyuv achila? Is it some merger of both? Right? Says the Darkei Moshe, this is not a chiyuv achila, this is a chiyuv sukkah. So who cares how hungry or not hungry you are? As long as you're in the sukkah, who cares? He says, and therefore it appears to me that you don't have to be machmir, although hamachmir yachmir v'amekel ifsid. Listen, you want to be machmir, you can. But he's saying you don't need to. Amekel lo ifsid, there's no problem. Then at the end he writes, I found in Nor Zeruah, like the Maharil. And he quotes the Yushami, the Tzarech Likonas, the Sukkah, Shubitava. So even though it sounds like he really wasn't into it, he does make an about face. He sort of turns and says, maybe you should do this. And I, you know, he quotes it from early sources, Dar Zerua, it's there. I have it here in front of me, in the Sukkah Simin Shanal. It's there. It seems like it's based on earlier sources. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Tafresh Lametas, the Rama himself says, "Lo yochabal mechatos ve'elach deish yochab besukkah l'teavan kos maril domidef yos matzah." As if there is no debate about the topic, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama himself, brings it lahalacha that you should not eat mechatos ve'elach on erev sukkahs. Unbelievable! That's what he said. I mean, look at it.
It's about Pesach's like 10 hours.
Right. It's interesting. Some point this out that it sounds like the Rama is more machmir on erev sukkahs than erev Pesach. And you look closely at what the Rama says about Erev Pesach. Some point this out that it seems like he's even more machmir when it comes to Erev Sukkah, which is why? Because Tezvav is strange. How would you learn from Tezvav to be more machmir on Erev Sukkah than Erev Pesach?
That's not even really about like the Suda on Pesach, it's about matzah on Pesach.
So this is about teyavah. This is about eating, you know, how much you're eating.
In order to fulfill.
To make sure that you eat the teyavah, right? You shouldn't eat too much on Erev Pesach or Erev Sukkot, yeah.
So that you won't interfere with it, because
I think so you should have an appetite that night.
But is it about the suda or about the matzah?
I think it's about the
matzah.
Well, about the, on Erev Pesach, it's about the matzah. On about
Erev
Sukkot, yeah, I don't know. What is it? It's about, I don't think it's not about the bread you're eating, but it's about mitzvah achila. But that's where it gets to this point, that the Rama said, who cares what you eat, as long as you're in the sukkah. If you learn that it's a chiyuv achila, it's a mitzvah achila, then no, maybe we do care.
What was it saying about the
sukkah?
Was it saying that you finish your meal?
Oh, okay, great point. Okay, so I forgot to get back. I wanted to get back to that. But you'll also have noticed in the Darkei Moshe, he quotes the Maribayal, Tzarek Lacha Lailu Rishon HaKolim Chatzos Domedech Chilos Matzah, right? I forgot to get back to that. Right? He also quotes Maribayal that there's a chumrah to have a Suda on the first night of Sukkot before Chatzos. Now, I think most of us don't have that issue, right? It's not usually an issue. The only time it rained and you didn't eat at all because you were waiting for the rain to subside, the rule would be you'd go out before Chatzos and have in the sukkah, even if it's still raining. What's the idea of Chatzos? The answer is because, right, Mirtz Hashem, this Pesach, as we know, you have to eat the Afikoman and probably the fourth cup before Chatzos, right? Because the mitzvahs of Laila need to be Be'erev Tochu Matzos, Be'erev during the Zman of Korban Pesach, according to Machlokas Tanan, as we know. But according to many, we follow the more stringent position that you should have finished your Korban Pesach by Chatzos, which means you have to have all the mitzvahs of Laila done by Chatzos, which is why Afikoman and the Dal Kosos are done before Chatzos. Now, what we're saying is that you're carrying that over, the Revival is carrying that over to Mitzvah Sukkah, which is also fantastic, right? That not only do you have to, you know, follow everything else, you also have to make sure to have that suda before Chatzos, right? Tezva. Unbelievable, yeah.
I thought we're davening, you just need to start it before the Zman, no?
Okay, that's a whole different
topic. So why can't you just start?
Maybe you could.
Seder before Chatzos and then.
Because by Korban Pesach, it's not true. Korban Pesach, even if you start before, you can't continue. And once Chatzos hits, it's, you're done.
What if you started eating
it, but you didn't? It doesn't matter, you can't. No, it's done. It's no sir. It's also not a shasr. Now, I did collect a few different examples where tesvav becomes a real issue. Minchas Chinuch, I put it in Mar Mekomos, we're not going to have time to really read it. But it's a fantastic discussion. Do you have to own your food? So, one little known idea about matzah, it says by matzah lachem, which means that it has to be yours. Okay, so one second. So, when it comes to matzah, it has to be yours, right? It's your matzah. So, if you're a visitor or a guest, it's not simple, you have to know. Okay, presumably, most guests are kona their matzah just by the virtue of sitting there and eating there and being present. Okay. Someone has said that the food on the first night of sukkahs has to be yours. Sukkah for sure is a discussion, but the food on the first night, that's discussed in Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch also has an idea about Lishma, which I asked you to see. He quotes the El Tzeda of Pnei Yeshua, right, about Lishma. And he suggests to the Pnei Yeshua, maybe you learn Tesvav from Chag HaSukkos. Just like there's a din by Sukkos, you have to have Sukkah Yishana is no good. I mean, that's a whole discussion. So too, right, the issue of Lishma is applied to matzah, that matzah requires Lishma. Now, the Minchas Chinuch doesn't like it entirely, he has a whole thing. But again, it brings out this interesting idea of Tesvav, Tesvav, and how far we go, how far reaching Tesvav, Tesvav is. And we're bringing, and it's going the other way, right? It's going from Sukkah to Pesach, which is reverse, right, Ruven, of matzah to Sukkah. Just quick little, three other points, and I want to stop in the Prima Gadam that I saw. Prima Gadam says that you should dafka have on the night of Sukkahs pas from the five mine dagam. Okay. Dagam. Why? Matzah. Tesvav, Tesvav, Zerashav. Two, make sure that when you have your Suda in the Sukkah, you should have your Suda or your Kazayas of passing the Sukkah, Bechdei Akilas Pras. Okay, two. Why? Tesvav, Tesvav. Three, this is really interesting, make sure that the type of bread you eat in the Sukkah is not matzah or bread, Pas Ashira. It shouldn't be egg challah, shouldn't be that. And maybe even don't have anything with it, right? It sounds like salt is a stretch for the Prima Gadam. This is quoted in the Yalkut Yosef, very fascinating discussion about this topic. And that would change everything about how we celebrate Sukkot. I mean, the first night you would have to have basically either matzah or egg, or I'm sorry, water challah, which is not pashut for a lot of us, that water challah. Where that's what you'd have to do. The Yalkut Yosef, I think, put it in your Mar Mekomos, adds and says, and on top of that, you know, if you're learning Tezvav, Tezvav, adding things to what you're eating, like, I don't know, dips. Chevra is into dips. Yeah, you're into dips. It's a big Indian now, dips, right? It became a big rage the last few years, dips. He says he's not sure that you can do dips because you can't eat matzah with dips. You don't have dips with matzah. That could be mevatel the tam matzah. And therefore, you would not be yotzei. Suggests the Yaakov Yosevi quotes here, maybe you shouldn't have dips with your bread on the night of Sukkos. At the end of the day, he says, you don't need to be matzah, right? He says, it's not really how we pass it. Me'ekra din yotzei mi b'achilas, achilas kazayas hapas v'sukkah, la'al rishon shalchad v'sukkos. Even if there's lifton, even if there's dips and salad and whatever it is, although it sounds like, you know, maybe l'chatchila, l'chatchila, you know, maybe you could be machmir, whatever, he has a whole thing here, very interesting discussion. I guess we'll have to stop here now. There is a